California has a highly unusual new Republican governor, and the governor's wife is from the Kennedy family, the most prominent liberal dynasty in the country. But no one expects Maria Shriver to play the ceremonial ribbon cutter as the governor's wife. She's a professional journalist and author who has announced her intention to return as a correspondent to NBC television. And many, if not most, Californians are wondering how much influence Shriver will have on her Republican husband. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Ask nearly any California Democrat what they think about Arnold Schwarzenegger as the state's new governor, and they'll quickly mention Maria Shriver with a sigh of relief. At least there will be a moderating influence on his Republicanism, they say. After all, Shriver comes from the most socially conscious wing of the Kennedy clan. Her father, Sergeant Shriver, ran for vice president with George McGovern, and he was the founding director of the Peace Corps. Her mother, Eunice, sister of John F. Kennedy, founded the Special Olympics. All of her four brothers are involved in charity work. But in 1986, Maria married a Republican bodybuilder. She's not unaware of the irony.
When I started going out with him back in 1977, people were, I have to say, a little bit confused about the relationship. I think some people probably still are. And they would say to me, well, what do you see in this guy? I'm like, hello, have you checked out the body? You think I'm blind or what? But it's like, you know, some questions. But anyway, so, but the thing that really attracted me to him then and still today is how incredibly smart he is.
According to those who know her, she was initially opposed to his run for the governorship, but once her husband decided to go for it, she revved up her campaign engine and pushed his candidacy relentlessly. As reports about her husband's sexual misconduct emerged, she defended him. Her presence undoubtedly encouraged women, many of them liberals, to vote for him, something he acknowledged on election night.
And I know how many votes I got today because of you.
In her campaign speeches, she emphasized her bipartisan marriage and her husband's openness to opposing views.
He is inclusive, and that means bipartisan. So don't really get me starting this, because I could do 30 minutes on bipartisanship. But anyway, I truly find it amazing at this juncture in California's history, when we have so many problems, that people jump all over Arnold because he talks to Democrats. I find that truly amazing.
Maria Shriver is well informed about issues because she follows them as a reporter for NBC, mostly for the program Dateline. But she didn't walk into a top position in journalism because of her family background. She worked her way up from the bottom, beginning with production jobs in Philadelphia and Baltimore back in the 1970s. While she does her share of celebrity interviews these days, Sandy Gleistein, her producer for 17 years, says her real interests are much broader.
Mainly, she's focused on social issues. Especially as they impact families. Foster care, child care, addiction, abuse, teenagers and violence, gay rights. If it's controversial, all the better. Gay marriage or court cases testing a new law. She loves an issue that pushes the envelope. And what she believes is that insight and exposure to a problem, a situation, can lead to dialogue and change.
As a mother of four children, she has an eye out for stories about kids. Take, for example, this painstaking examination of an out-of-control teenage party in Los Angeles. It ended with the murder of a 15-year-old honor student named Deanna Moran. The Dateline story detailed the negligence of some of the city's wealthiest parents.
By the time Deanna and her friends walked up to this house on November 17th, there were all the elements these teenagers consider essential to a great party. No parents, a housekeeper in her room, and lots of friends. There was also alcohol, although it's unclear where it came from.
In 1998, Shriver won the prestigious Peabody Award for her report on welfare reform in Wisconsin. Barbara O'Connor teaches political communication at California State University in Sacramento. She believes Shriver will be quite influential in Sacramento, partly because of her journalistic background.
I think she can influence in a way that probably no other California first lady, with perhaps Nancy Reagan being the exception. She can influence her husband on issues that she cares about. And she does do a lot of research on issues, and she has her own opinions.
O'Connor expects her to weigh in on education, health care, and the environment, among other issues. But the bulk of Schwarzenegger's political appointments have come from Republican Governor Pete Wilson's former staff. Won't their advice prevail?
My guess is if it comes to a battle between her and Wilson staffers that he's not close to, he will listen to her.
That is a guess, and it is the hope of many Democrats. Shriver may also give him some lessons on how to talk to Democrats. They dominate the state legislature, and he will need them to help him get the state's budget mess straightened out. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.